A View from the Bridge, EdExcel IGCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. Hello and welcome to your revision podcast for EdExcel IGCSE English Literature. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode has everything you need. The key themes, character analysis, writer's methods, exam tips, and a quick-fire recall quiz at the end. So get comfortable, grab a pen, and let's get started. Introduction and context. A View from the Bridge is a two-act play written by Arthur Miller and first performed in 1955. It's set in the Red Hook neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, a tight-knit Italian-American community living in the shadow of the Brooklyn Bridge. And that bridge is more than just a setting. It's a symbol. It represents the divide between the world Eddie Carbone inhabits, a world of community codes, honor, and unspoken rules, and the wider American society with its formal legal system. Miller was writing in the context of McCarthyism in 1950s America, a period when people were being reported to the authorities for their political beliefs. The act of informing, of betraying someone to the state, was a deeply loaded moral issue. Miller himself was called before the House Un-American Activities Committee. So when Eddie phones the Immigration Bureau to report Marco and Rodolfo, Miller is drawing on something raw and contemporary. This context is essential for your AO3 marks. And the best candidates don't just mention it, they weave it into their analysis. The play is also deeply influenced by Greek tragedy. Miller admired the ancient Greeks' ability to show ordinary people destroyed by forces they couldn't fully understand or control. Eddie Carbone is a modern tragic hero, a man with a fatal flaw, hubris, who cannot see his own destruction coming until it is too late. Alfieri, the lawyer who narrates the play, functions like a Greek chorus, commenting on the action, warning the audience, and reflecting on the inevitability of what unfolds. Core concepts, characters, and themes. Let's start with Eddie Carbone, the play's protagonist and tragic hero. Eddie is a longshoreman, a dock worker, who has raised his niece Catherine as if she were his own daughter. From the very first scene, Miller establishes Eddie's protectiveness over Catherine as something that goes beyond a normal uncle-niece relationship. When Catherine shows off her new skirt, Eddie's reaction is telling. He tells her it's too short and that men are watching her on the street. His concern is framed as protectiveness, but Miller layers it with something more troubling: possessiveness, jealousy, and an inability to let Catherine grow up and away from him. When Marco and Rodolfo arrive as illegal immigrants from Sicily, the household dynamic shifts dramatically. Rodolfo is young, blonde, can sing, cook, and sew, attributes that Eddie dismisses as unmasculine. Eddie's hostility to Rodolfo is partly about jealousy. Catherine is clearly falling for him, but it's also about Eddie's rigid ideas of masculinity. In the Sicilian American community, Eddie belongs to a man's worth is measured by his physical strength, his ability to provide, and his reputation. Rodolfo challenges all of this simply by existing. The most central theme is honor and reputation. In the world of Red Hook, a man's name is everything. When Eddie eventually calls the Immigration Bureau to report Marco and Rodolfo, he destroys his own name in the community. The neighbors turn away. Beatrice's cousins refuse to speak to him. Miller shows us that in this community, the code of silence, never informing to the authorities, is more sacred than the law itself. Eddie's final cry, "I want my name," is one of the most powerful moments in the play. He has sacrificed everything, his family, his honor, his life, in pursuit of something he cannot even clearly articulate. The theme of justice and law runs through the play in the figure of Alfieri. He is a lawyer, and he represents the formal legal system, but he is also part of the Italian-American community. He understands both worlds. He tells us early on that in Sicily, justice was what was just, meaning community justice, not legal justice. He watches Eddie's story unfold, knowing he's powerless to stop it. His famous line, "I could see every step coming, step after step, like a dark figure walking down a hall towards a certain door," captures the play's tragic inevitability. Love and obsession is another crucial theme. Eddie's feelings for Catherine are never explicitly named in the play, and that ambiguity is deliberate. Miller never has Eddie say he loves Catherine in a way he shouldn't. Instead, he shows it through behavior. The jealousy, the controlling behavior, the kiss he forces on Catherine, and then on Rodolfo. Beatrice confronts Eddie directly near the end of the play. "You want something else, Eddie, and you can never have her." This is the most explicit acknowledgement of what has been simmering throughout. The tragedy is that Eddie cannot face this truth about himself. Writer's methods? Now let's look at how Miller achieves his dramatic effects. This is your AO2, and it's worth 40% of your marks, so it's vital. Miller uses stage directions with extraordinary precision. They are not just instructions for actors, they are part of the text, and you should analyze them like any other piece of language. When Eddie pins Rodolfo's arms during the boxing scene, the stage direction tells us everything about Eddie's desire to humiliate and dominate. When Marco lifts the chair above his head at the end of Act 1, the stage direction describes it as a glare of warning. Miller is using a single physical gesture to crystallize the entire power struggle of the play. Dramatic irony is used throughout. The audience, guided by Alfieri's narration, knows from early on that this story will end in tragedy. We watch Eddie make choices that we can see are leading him towards destruction, even as he cannot. This creates a specific kind of tension. Not the tension of not knowing what will happen, but the tension of watching someone walk towards a fate they cannot escape. Miller also uses symbolism powerfully. The bridge itself symbolizes the gap between two worlds, the old Sicilian world of honor codes and the new American world of law and individual freedom. The knife that Marco uses to kill Eddie at the end is the same knife Eddie drew on Marco. It is returned to him, symbolizing that his own aggression has destroyed him. The language Miller gives Eddie is deliberately working class and colloquial. He says things like, "I want my name," and "I ain't no punk." This is not accidental. It shows Eddie's limited emotional vocabulary. He cannot articulate his feelings with sophistication, and that inability to express himself is part of what drives the tragedy. In contrast, Alfieri speaks in measured, formal prose. He has the language to understand what is happening, but not the power to stop it. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get practical. Here are the most important things to remember for your exam. First, never retell the plot. Examiners are not rewarding you for summarizing what happens. They want analysis. Every point you make should be about how Miller creates meaning through language, structure, form, or dramatic technique. Ask yourself, why does Miller write it this way? What is the effect on the audience? Second, integrate your quotations. Don't write "Eddie says, quote, I want my name," end quote, and this shows he cares about his reputation. Instead, write, "Eddie's desperate cry that he wants his name reveals a man whose entire sense of self has been constructed around community reputation." Short embedded quotes are almost always more effective than long block quotations. Third, use your AO3 contextual knowledge, but weave it in. The weakest responses have a separate paragraph that begins, "In 1950s America," and then goes back to the text. The strongest responses integrate context into their analysis. For example, Miller, writing in the shadow of McCarthyism, gives Eddie's act of informing a particular resonance in a society where betrayal to the state was a live moral issue. Eddie's phone call to the Immigration Bureau is an act of profound self-destruction. Fourth, address the question throughout. Use keywords from the question in your topic sentences. If the question asks about how Miller presents masculinity, every paragraph should explicitly connect back to masculinity. Fifth, remember AO4, that's your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. 4 marks are available. Use literary terminology correctly, vary your sentence structures, and proofread if you have time. Quickfire recall quiz. Okay, time for the quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1, what is the name of the lawyer who narrates the play? The answer is Alfieri. Question 2, what does Eddie do that destroys his reputation in the community? He phones the Immigration Bureau to report Marco and Rodolfo. Question 3, what does Miller use Alfieri to represent in terms of dramatic structure? He functions as a Greek chorus, commenting on the action and reflecting on its inevitability. Question 4, what is the significance of the chairlifting moment at the end of Act 1? Marco lifts a chair above Eddie's head as a silent warning. It is a physical symbol of the power struggle and foreshadows the final confrontation. Question 5, name one way Miller uses stage directions as a dramatic technique. Accept any valid example. For instance, the stage direction describing Marco's chair lift as a glare of warning, or Eddie pinning Rodolfo's arms during the boxing scene. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. A View from the Bridge is a modern tragedy about a man destroyed by his own inability to understand himself. Eddie Carbone is not a villain. He is a flawed human being, trapped by his own desires, his community's codes, and his limited emotional language. Miller uses the structure of Greek tragedy, the precision of stage directions, the symbolism of the bridge, and the voice of Alfieri to create a play that feels both inevitable and deeply human. For your exam, remember, analyze how Miller creates meaning, not just what happens. Integrate your quotes, weave in context, stay focused on the question, and aim for that perceptive, conceptualized argument that examiners reward at the top levels. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Until next time, keep reading, keep thinking, and keep asking why.